Graham Beasley joins us from the Sports Freak website. Graham joins us every Thursday. It's normally We Need to Talk. Well, there's only really one thing we need to talk about. And Gray, we mentioned this to each other last night. I saw you on Sunday. We're having a couple of pints, and it just doesn't seem bloody real, mate, does it?
No, it doesn't seem real, and it seems like about a month ago now.
Doesn't it?
On Sunday, it's just, the whole world changed. I mean, this was almost like our Princess Diana moment, really, wasn't it, when that news started coming through yesterday afternoon?
Yeah.
Everyone was just going, no, wow, he's only 40. And I think it's only now that it's really dawning on people how big an international figure he was.
Yeah, and also, Graham, how ill he was. And I feel, I don't know whether I'm blind to it or something. I obviously don't understand the illness, but at the same time, it just never occurred to me that this could happen. I don't know, it's just stupid as that sounds.
Yeah, because he was so busy. And he was busy during the Rugby World Cup with all the presentations and like Savoie was talking about there. But then he still had to go off and get his treatment. And,
yeah.
But he kept on going. He was always positive. He was never bitter about the cards that had been dealt to him. Just a great human being, really, wasn't he?
As far as his rugby goes, I just want to, and we have to make this point. He's got to be remembered. He was a Wellington player and a Hurricanes player. Now, forget the rest of you who are trying to get some kind of tie on this, eh?
Yeah, all this counties and blues rubbish.
Exactly.
That's right. I mean, he finally saw the light.
He did.
He moved here. Yeah, bought the pink house and all that sort of stuff. And at the turn of the century, when we had that flash new shiny stadium and that back three of him, Cullen and Umanga,
that's royalty. That's rugby royalty right there, isn't it?
30,000 people rocked up every single game. There have been highlights of some of those that people have been posting on YouTube over the last day or so of that. And, just packed crowds, and the crowds were standing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the real glamour that he brought to it.
Yeah, look, and excitement. And he gave you a reason to go, and he made you feel alive, all of that kind of stuff. I just look at it, and every time that the ball came close, I'm off my feet. Every time. Somebody's yelling behind you, sit down. Jonah's got the ball.
Yeah, Jonah's got the ball, and everyone suddenly stands up and sort of just knows that they're about to see something special. Interesting comment from Harsha Bogla on Twitter yesterday, the Indian cricket commentator, mm-hmm. who said that he knows hardly anything about rugby, but he can vividly remember the four tries against England in the 95 World Cup. And that was Jonah. He was bigger than the sport. International people in India or the States, whatever, they knew about Jonah, and they knew very little about rugby union.
Appreciate your time, your thoughts, as always, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website. That's sportsfreak1word.co.nz.